nor hidden that will not be known. Therefore, whatever you have spoken in the dark will be heard in the light, and what you have spoken in the ear in inner rooms will be proclaimed on the housetops. And I say to you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do. But I will show you whom you should fear. Fear him who, after he has killed, has power to cast into hell. Yes, I say to you, fear him. Are not five sparrows sold for 2 copper coins, and not one of them is forgotten before God? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore. You are more valuable than many sparrows. Also I say to you, whoever confesses me before men, him the Son of Man also will confess before the angels of God. But he who denies me before men will be denied before the angels of God. And anyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man, it will be forgiven him. But to him who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit, it will not be forgiven. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I pray today that you would really grip our hearts. That we would be enlightened by you, Father. That you would reveal who we really are today. That you would help us to be transparent with ourselves, with you, and with others. That we would be willing to open up our hearts to you with a prayer that says, search me, O God, and see if there be any wicked way in me. Lord, help us to put aside the facade that is hindering us from having a right relationship with you and with others. I pray today that you would use your word and your Holy Spirit to shape us in the image of your Son, Jesus Christ, and that you would free us from the bondage of hypocrisy, and that you would show us the joy of living a transparent life. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If there's one thing God despises, it's hypocrisy. We see in the life of Jesus Christ, there was only one group of people that Jesus really railed against when he was on earth. The ones that he really criticized and exposed. And that was the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Why was it that he was so critical of their lives? It was because of their hypocrisy. Because they were trying to appear as someone that was right with God, appear as someone that was super spiritual, appear as someone who knew all about what it meant to live a righteous life, and yet they didn't know him. And they really didn't practice what they preached. That's what we see here. And it was something that really sickened Jesus. You know, we need to be careful as Christians that we don't put up a fake facade. And what I mean by that is this. We need to be careful that we are genuine in our walk with the Lord, and we're genuine in our walk with others. One thing I don't like is a plastic Christian. And I don't know how to explain it in other terms except for I don't like fake. I like real stuff. Do you like real stuff? I like real. I don't like fake. I like real butter, okay? I don't like fake butter. What about you, George? You like fake butter?
I eat margarine.
You eat margarine? Well, I guess that's real in some way. But anyways, I like the real deal. I don't like fake. And I think sometimes, if we're not careful, we try and put up this facade that makes us seem like something we're really not. And I don't think God wants us to be like that. I think he wants us to be transparent. I think he wants us, if we really care about someone, to show that we care about someone, okay? And if we don't act like you really do, okay? But then let the Lord work on your heart and help you to actually care about people. But what we shouldn't do is put on this air that we are something that we're really not. Like that we're really in this wonderful spiritual realm and we're really not. Unfortunately, this facade is like a trap. And what it does is it puts a wall between you and God and a wall between you and others. And it traps you because you have to be dishonest about yourself to God and others. So it's not a good thing. It is the shell you have built around yourself, and you're trying to protect yourself, but it's actually confining you. You know, you put up this wall to protect you, but what it's actually doing is it's confining you. And it's something that we need to do away with. We need to be transparent. And what do I mean by that? I mean that let God, be honest with God. He sees all your sin. He sees who you are. So just be honest with him. And be honest with others. Don't try and be something that you're really not. Why should we be transparent? That's what we need to see. Why is it so important that we be transparent? And I think this passage speaks to that. And so what I'd like us to do is just look at this passage and see why we should be transparent. Now, what this doesn't mean is we be perfect, okay? None of us are going to be perfect. And that's what we need to reveal. Hey, I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. We're not perfect. So let's stop acting like we are or trying to make it seem like we're perfect. Now, look at verse 1. It says, in the meantime, when an innumerable multitude of people had gathered so that they trampled one another, he began to say to his disciples first of all, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. The first thing I want you to understand why you should be transparent is this. Be transparent because people see who you really are. Be transparent because people see who you really are. Jesus has just gotten through telling the Pharisees what they are really like. And in the meantime, the crowd has come to see Jesus expose them. Because the crowd knew what the Pharisees were really like anyways. And they were enjoying them being exposed by Jesus. Now, in verse 46 of chapter 11, these people, the folks that are gathering around, had been burdened by these hypocrites. These hypocrites have made all kinds of rules and regulations for them to go by, but these hypocrites, they weren't even going by them. And so they were burdened by these people, and they saw through the facade that these Pharisees and lawyers and Sadducees were all about. They saw through it. Understand something. I want everybody to understand something. You may think you're putting up a good facade and putting up an air that says one thing to people, But understand, people see who you really are. They can see through facades. They really can. So why even try? You may be able to fool one or two people, but you're not going to fool the vast amount of people. You're not. And if you're around people long enough, they find out who you really are. They figure out what you're really all about. And so there's really no need for you to put up that facade, because you're only fooling yourself. Other people see it. They see right through it. They see when you're telling a story. They see when you're full of it. They see that. So stop telling stories. Stop lying. Stop trying to make yourself look better than you are. Because the only one you're fooling is yourself. So just be who you are. Own who you are. If you want to be better, get better. But don't lie about being better, because people see right through it. That's what we need to understand. We are going to be exposed. People see who we really are. The main reason we build a wall around us is pride. And pride is easily seen by others. Understand that. The main reason you build this wall is the very thing that makes it so glaring to others that you are a hypocrite, or you're not honest with yourself, or you're not transparent. You're trying to build a wall with see-through glass. You understand? Doesn't work. So let's be transparent, because others see right through it. And then secondly, let's be transparent, because religion cannot hide who you really are. Religion cannot hide who you really are. Jesus tells his disciples to beware of the leaven, or the yeast, of the Pharisees. Now, yeast is interesting stuff. If you put yeast in dough, flour, whatever, right, and you mix it up in a ball, at first you can't notice it, right? But then it starts doing its thing. And as it creates its effect, it infects the whole lump of dough. And see, that's what we need to understand. When we put up this facade, it's like yeast. Oh, we might be able to hide its effect for a while, but eventually it takes over, and it's seen, and it's felt, and people understand it. So there's really no need for us to try and hide our real selves in religion, because religion cannot contain it. Like that lump where the yeast is, eventually it's going to show itself in that lump. And religion is not a lump that will hold your hypocrisy. Now, just like pride puffs us up and fills us with vanity, so does the yeast of hypocrisy. Although the Pharisees were religious, their pride had exposed them for what they really were. And we need to be careful that we don't fall into that same thing. You know, it's so apparent when we try and take on a religious lifestyle and we're really not right with God. I think of some movies or TV shows where this guy meets this rich girl, right? He's a poor guy, she's a rich girl, okay? And he goes to the meet the rich family, okay? And so he's doing everything he can to class up his act because he wants, you know what I'm saying? He's trying hard to fit in with the rich folks. But we know what happens, right? The rich folks see right through it, and eventually he's exposed, right? And we realize, hey, this guy, you know, he's trying to do something that he's not really, it's not who he really is. And then at the end, he eventually just says, hey, this is who I really am. And they either accept him or kick him out the door, okay? So, you know, you've seen that, right? Well, it's the same way. When you try and act like a religious person when you're really not right with God, that's like trying to fit into something that you really aren't. And people see that. They see that, okay? And God sees that. That's the thing. You can't hide from God with religion. You can't. He knows your heart. He knows your heart. So don't try it. Don't use religion to hide who you really are. It is not only distasteful in the eyes of men, but it is sickening in the sight of God. Now, understand something. You folks are religious, okay? You come to church. You worship the Lord. You do certain things that show that you are religious, okay? There's nothing wrong with being religious, okay? What's wrong with it is using it to hide your real self from others and God. Now, people know when you are a genuine Christian, and they understand that you're not perfect. Please, don't think that you have to be perfect in order to be a good witness for people, okay? Now, understand something. You ought to be trying to be the best person you can be, okay? So that you can be a great witness. But a great witness does not have to live a perfect life. Now, there was this one neighbor that we had. She lived down the street from us. And she would come over time to time and spend time with Christy. And one day, I didn't know she was there. Christy took the kids out to do something. And one of the kids left a bike in the way of the stairs or something like that. Okay, something that got me upset. Well, Leanne was the only one in the house at the time. I thought only Christy and the kids were at the house at the time. So I see the bike there. I storm up the stairs like this. Boom, boom, boom. Slam open the door. And I say, I'm going to kill somebody. That's how I came into the house. That's how I come into the house. Whoops. There's Leanne sitting right there at the table. And I was like, she laughed. She was like, oh boy, you did it. And she knew I was mortified. And I, you know, you got to own it, right? That's it. There's no more facade at that point, right? But you know what? We laughed about it. We laughed about it because she saw that I wasn't this perfect person. But it didn't hurt my testimony. Because she had seen my life the whole time before that. She understood this was a moment of sinful imperfection, okay? Obviously. But what I want us to understand is that when that happens, own it, okay? Let's not put a facade that says, oh, I've never yelled at my child. You know, come on. Right? I've never gotten upset. That's what a hypocrite is, okay? Appearing to be something that they really aren't. Let's not use our religious exercises as a facade for being something that we're really not. Because it is distasteful to men. Okay? If we really want to witness to people, we don't need to come across as perfect, holier than now. We need to come across as people that are trying their best to live for the Lord, but we're not perfect. Okay? And I think people will understand that, and they'll see that, and they'll say, hey, that guy's not a hypocrite. Yeah, he's done some things wrong, but he's not a hypocrite. That's what we want. That's what we want people to see. Now, look at verse 2 and 3. It says, for there is nothing covered that will not be revealed, nor hidden that will not be known. Therefore, whatever you have spoken in the dark will be heard in the light, and what you have spoken in the ear in inner rooms will be proclaimed on the housetops. Now, we need to be transparent, because God will expose you for who you really are. God's going to expose you. And when he exposes you, it's out there. Okay? I want you to notice in verses 53 and 54 of chapter 11, just before verse 1 of chapter 12, it says, and as he said these things to them, the scribes and the Pharisees began to assail him vehemently and to cross-examine him about many things, lying in wait for him and seeking to catch him in something he might say that they might accuse him. Now, this shows the lengths of what the Pharisees will do, or hypocrites will do, in order to hide their hypocrisy. One of the methods that a hypocrite uses to hide his hypocrisy is to show other people that the people that are really trying to live for the Lord aren't that great. Okay? And this is something we need to be aware of. If someone comes to you and says, you know, so-and-so isn't it what they appear to be, and you know that they're a good person, they're a good Christian, you need to mark that person and say, whoa, that guy has got something to hide. He's not being genuine. Why do you got to go around trying to expose other people for who they really are if they're genuine Christians? Don't do that. That's not right. Now, if someone is deceiving others, like the Pharisees, that's one thing. But don't try and make other people that are trying to live for God look bad so that you look good. That's not right. And that's something that these Pharisees tried to do. And it's a common tactic of hypocrites. And we need to be aware of that. So, somewhere along the span of your life, you will be exposed by God. Understand that. I hope we all get that. So why not just be real? Why not just be who we really are? You know, when I was in Bible college, there were famous preachers. And during homiletics class or things like that, our homiletics teacher would say, don't try and be like those guys. Be who you are. Don't try and imitate them. People will see right through that, and they'll think you're a fake. So just be who you are. And that's what we ought to do. Just be who we are. And be honest with ourselves and with God and with others. I'll never forget, speaking of Bible college, One year, this guy came in, and he could really sing great, and he could preach great, and he was, our president of the Bible college was so enamored with him that he promised that he could be on the quartet the next year if he came to Bible college. So this guy comes to Bible college, and he was a married student, and he was singing on the choir, and he got puffed up by everybody. And then, about 4 months later, We didn't see him anymore. Next semester, he wasn't there. And at first, it was said that his wife had left him. And that was true. But the reason she left him was not revealed until a little bit later. He had been beating her. So this great guy who was such a wonderful spiritual preacher and could sing so wonderful and sing in the praises of God was nothing but a wife beater. God exposed him, though. It only took God 4 or 5 months, and that was it. So listen, you're going to get exposed by God. So just be honest with God. Sooner or later, the truth about you will be revealed by God. So let's just get right with him. Now, there's two types of hypocrites that I want to talk about. There's two types of hypocrites. The first one is saying you are a Christian and acting like an unregenerated person. Now, I go on Facebook because the church has a Facebook account, and I want to see if someone has liked our page or something like that. I don't fully understand it yet, but, you know, I check it out. So here's the thing. There's some people on our friend thing or friends with other friends or whatever it is that come up, and their posts amaze me. One post, they'll be saying, I'm a Christian and I love Jesus. And the next post is, bleep, 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 don't bleepity bleep, tell me, bleep, bleep, bleep. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? What kind of a message are you sending to your friends? That's ridiculous. Don't tell people you're a Christian if you're going to act like that. Okay? But if you tell people you're a Christian, try not to do that, will you? Do yourself a favor. Don't do that. Yeah, one might slip out here or there. I understand that, and other people will too. But you don't post it on Facebook for the whole world to see. And then there's the other kind of hypocrite, saying you are a Christian and pretending to be better than you really are. So there's that one too. Trying to make sure that everybody thinks you're perfect, that you've never done anything wrong or you never do anything wrong. So we need to be careful about that. And remember, God's going to expose who you really are. So don't go either way with that. So not only that, the final reason that we should be transparent is so that we can have a right relationship with God. That is the most important reason. Why would we want not to have a right relationship with God? Why would we not want to be at peace with God? Why would we not want what he offers to us? Why would we not want the knowledge that even though he knows what I am, he still loves me and accepts me? Why would we not want that knowledge? Look at verse 4 for a minute. It says, and I say unto you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do. But I will show you whom you should fear. Fear him who, after he has killed, has power to cast into hell. Yes, I say to you, fear him. One of the reasons you ought to want to be transparent with God is because he can send you to hell. And hypocrites are going to hell. We know that's what the Bible says. Now, you may say, Pastor, why would you say something like that? Why do you preach on hell? Well, I'll tell you why. There's a lot of people in heaven because preachers preached on hell. That's why. And one of them's my daughter, Michaela. She told me her testimony the other day. And you know what she said? The first thing she said was, one day the preacher preached on hell, and I didn't want to go there, so I asked Mommy, and I prayed and accepted Jesus as my Savior. Beautiful! Beautiful! Why do we preach on hell? Because there's a lot of people in heaven because of it. That's why. Why should you be transparent and honest with God? Because He can send you there. And that's not a place He wants to send you. But if you'll be honest with Him and say, Lord, I am a sinner in need of Your forgiveness. Please forgive me of my sins and come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. He will save you, and you won't ever have to worry about going to that place. And in verses 6 and 7, it says, are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 copper coins, and not one of them is forgotten before God? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore. You are more value than many sparrows. Not only can He send you to hell, and that should be a reason to be transparent with God, but nothing gets by God. Nothing gets by God. He knows every hair on your head. He knows when they fall from your head when you get into the shower. Okay? He knows all that. He knows every intricate detail of your life. He knows your hidden sins. So don't try and hide them from God. Just be honest with Him. He sees what you do in the dark. Just say, Lord, please forgive me. Help me not to do this, Lord. But there's something else in that last phrase in verse 7 that's interesting. For you are more value than many sparrows. You know why you ought to be transparent with God? Because you are highly valued by God. You are highly valued by Him. He values you and loves you so much that if you will just be honest with Him, He will forgive you. He will help you. He will guide you. You just got to be honest with Him. And you will see His vast love for you because you are highly valued in the eyes of God. And then not only that, we should be transparent because God takes rejection personally. We see in verses 8 through 10, we see that the Pharisees were not just denying who Jesus claimed to be, but they said that the works He was doing were of the devil. Now, His works were done by the power of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is the one who convinces and convicts men that Jesus Christ is the Savior and that they need Him to forgive them of their sins. So, if you reject that message from the Holy Spirit, He can't forgive you. He can't forgive you. If you try and pretend that Jesus is not who He really is, and that you are something that you're really not, Jesus can't forgive you. He can't. So why pretend? Why not really get right with the God who sees who you really are? And stop this charade that you are putting up. Your life will be a lot easier. And it just might save your life. A few years ago, a young lady that was friends with my brother and his wife took borrowed my brother's car and committed suicide by running right into a tree at 80 miles an hour. The next day, the mom found a suicide note. But nobody knew what this young lady was going through. Nobody knew, because she was putting up a facade. She was putting up that she was okay, that everything was all right, that she was happy inside, that she had peace in her heart. But she didn't. And she didn't get the help she needed because she didn't reveal her real self. Don't let that be you. Don't let that be you. What about you this morning? Do you want to just come clean with God? Ask Him to forgive you of your sins? Help you to be a real person? The real you? Are you going to put aside any facades that might be making you look like a hypocrite? What about you? Can you be honest with God and be honest with others? Stop telling the lies. Stop saying one thing and doing another. Stop promising to do one thing and then not do it. Don't be like that. God can see it, and so can others. Just be honest with God this morning.